kids, you have never heard an Answer of the Week podcast like this. Here's the deal. We know you can read. We've seen you write. So we're not going to read your answers anymore. We want you to write your answers on our web board. And Joe and I are going to respond there like responsible adults with keyboards. Here today, we're doing a call-in show. That's what we're doing. Everything here today is audio. And it's going to be awesome. The only thing that I ask is that more of you called. You guys did a great job this week. We got six calls. I love it.
Seven calls.
One of which, Princess Ashley, I have terrible news.
No. We got eight calls with Princess Ashley.
Oh, we got eight calls. So this ties the record. Seven was our
record. No. We had 10 that one time.
We did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we had lots.
I don't think I was around. Or I was asleep.
Yeah, you were here.
Or I was drunk or I was on pills or something. I don't know. I don't remember that. Regardless, you did a great job. Terrible news, Princess Ashley. You called in and it was so garbled.
From the inside of the mothership.
It sounded like you were being tortured by aliens as they pulled you away at light speed. It was bad.
Joe, help it!
But before we move on, Joe Patrick, I need you to tell me what the heck we asked these jerks.
I don't even remember because I didn't bother to open up Facebook to check.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm not reading nothing no more.
It was a spinoff.
Yes, this week's question was, what is your favorite nerdy spinoff of all time? And we said it could be a comic book or a movie or a video game or a TV show, whatever.
Anything. There's no rules.
No rules. Well, as long as it's a spinoff.
I guess the rules are it has to be a spinoff. Let's start with Randy Andrews calling all the way from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews, loyal listener. This is in regard to the question of the week. My favorite spinoff. And I would have to say that it would be Batman, the animated series that was the spinoff from the movie of Batman in 1989. And by far, he is the best animated Batman series ever made on TV. So, this is my first time calling in. Hope I get played on the show. Catch you later, guys. Bye.
Is the Joker laughing in the background?
Or perhaps a duck is quacking in the background. I'm not sure what's going on there. Good answer, Andy. I don't know if it was as much a spinoff of the movie as it just was sort of a spinoff
universe
of Batman, period.
It's definitely in the tone of the movie, though, so I'm going to give it to him.
But it totally counts. And it's a fantastic answer because the Batman cartoon, totally wonderful.
I do agree that Batman the Animated Series is the best Batman cartoon ever made.
Wow. I don't know if I can go that far.
Name a better one. Name a better Batman cartoon than Batman the Animated
Series.
Okay,
best Batman cartoon, hands down.
Yeah.
Totally agree. I don't know about the best cartoon series ever. I'd have to think about that.
Well,
I'm afraid to just answer that like that.
I don't know if I'd go so far as to say it's the best like superhero cartoon because with like the Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
You said best cartoon ever.
I said best Batman cartoon.
First, you just said cartoon.
No, I didn't.
Do you want me to go to the tape?
Yeah, let's go to the tape.
Time out, folks. We're going to go to the tape.
Yeah.
All right.
We went to the tape, Matt Bomb. What'd the tape say?
The tape said Batman cartoon. Whatever. All right. Yes, it's the best Batman cartoon of all time. There. Eat it.
But I think with Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, you get Batman plus the larger DC universe.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me not to say that Justice League is the best superhero cartoon ever.
Regardless, I'm definitely going to spin off because it's its own little universe, and it was great. I loved it. And it's a great answer.
I think it's stretching the boundaries of the term spinoff, but I'll allow it.
I don't think so. I think you're right on, Randy. Don't listen to this jerk. I don't know who this next caller is, but they're calling all the way.
Princess Ashley!
No. This next caller is from Los Angeles, California.
It's Princess Ashley.
Oh, she called back.
She called back.
Oh, wow. Let's see what happens.
Hi, Joe and Matt. It's Princess Ashley calling with my answer to your question of the week. Hopefully this week it works out and we can continue our harmonious relationship as monarch and podcast. So I'm calling to answer question of the week, which is, what is our favorite comic book? I don't know, outside property. I can't remember how you phrase it. God. And I don't know if my answer is technically correct, but I'm going to go with it anyway. And I'm going to say Gail Stewart's webcomic JLA is my favorite comic book property spinoff. And if you haven't seen it, you can find it on Tumblr, and he has a Facebook and a Twitter fan page. He takes the main characters that we know from the classic Justice League, and he makes them 8 years old. So, like, Superman, his cape ties in a bow, Batman never wants to get out of bed, and Alfred's always throwing open the windows and going, "Rise!" And it comes out biweekly, I believe. It's really funny. It's really cute. It puts the characters in new situations that you're just not going to get the way current comics are being published. And I highly recommend that everybody go read it now. Okay, bye.
JL8.
I don't know this.
Yeah, JL8 is a wonderful webcomic by Yale Stewart.
Okay. It totally counts. I'm saying it counts. Because he's using these characters and he spun them off in his own thing. That works.
Yeah, I think that's a great answer. And I don't follow JL8 regularly, but every time I see it, it makes me smile. It's very, very fun and heartwarming and adorable. It's all of those things.
Right on.
He's got a real knack for those characters. Like, he captures the real personalities of those characters, even though they aren't being presented in a way that we're familiar with.
Sure.
So, like, you see that, and it's like, yeah, that is totally Batman at age 8.
That is at jl8.tumblr.com.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Check it out. Princess Ashley, thanks for calling back.
Yeah,
we were really worried.
Glad you got back. That's excellent. I thought they had taken you.
Glad the mothership returned you to your place of origin.
Here's another call all the way from Council Bluffs, Iowa. Exotic Council Bluffs, Iowa. That's right across the river from Omaha, Nebraska. I'm guessing this is our very own Camarillo Brillo.
Could it be?
Hello, two-headed nerd. This is Camarillo Brillo.
Like clockwork.
Calling with my answer of the week. First of all, I want to say I was terrified because there's change afoot. And for the same reason I haven't upgraded to iOS 7, I have not been on the forums yet. So I'm glad that on the podcast, Joe mentioned what the question of the week was for those of us who are terrified of anything new and different.
Okay, time out. Download iOS 7 because it's excellent and get on the damn web forum, Brillo. Time in.
Anyway, my favorite spinoff is anytime they write stories involving the ancillary cast members from Thor. So the Warriors 3, Sif, Valkyrie to a lesser extent. I absolutely love the Asgardian characters. There's been some tremendous storytelling that either barely involves Thor or completely ignores Thor. And I have nothing against Thor, he's my main man, but those other stories are pretty dear in my heart as well. I think Marvel Premiere, if I'm getting the series correct, had a one-shot with the Warriors 3 that was pretty good. Marvel Fanfare had like a 4-issue run that was only Volstagg and those guys partying it up and going on their own adventure. Of course, Simonson had that great miniseries with Baldur the Brave back in his heyday while he was still on Thor. And the recent journey into mystery with Lady Sif was incredible, and it was really the first time I've really been heartbroken about something being canceled. I just think there's a lot to be told in those stories. I think that there's just a wealth of kind of that mythological meets superhero storytelling where they seem sort of like gods to us mere men because of their powers, and it's still kind of a question mark on how much we want to commit to the fact that they actually represent actual demigods in our reality. I think it's a lot of fun to see what they get up to when they're not busy saving the universe. So, again, thanks for the show. I'll try to ease my way into the forums, and hopefully it'll work better than Skype did for me. Later, dudes.
a lot of Skype hate on this
Listen,
show.
Camarillo Brillo. Web forums were the hot new thing in 1998.
Yeah, no doubt. Like IRC chat. Now, I totally agree with everything he said. Loved that Marvel Premiere series. Loved Simonson's Baldur series. Like, I have pristine copies of it that I will never part with. Totally loved the latest Journey into Mystery. And I'm mad at all you jerks that didn't buy it. And you know who you are. Calling you out because it was so damn good. I'm really going to miss that one.
Camarillo, did you read the Warriors 3 miniseries by Bill Willingham that came out before Marvel Now?
It was fun.
Huh?
It was fun. It wasn't great, but it was fun.
This next call, I think, I can't dare to hope, but I think it's the return of our friend, New Mutant.
I have an answer of the week.
It's totally New Mutant.
For Joe Patrick. And that bomb. That was the explosion. Boom. That bomb. For what is my favorite nerd spinoff of all time? So, by way of reintroduction and answer, New Mutants. Because this is New Mutants. And I named myself New Mutant because the concept of, first of all, superpowers are awesome. But then when they come biologically from evolution, turning a natural human into something a little more, is why I started to read X-Men in the first place. But then when they took the mythos a little further and said, oh, by the way, these five and all these other ones here are not the only ones. It keeps happening. And here are your new class. And they introduced me to that thick dude with the big ears and the little Scottish wee ass who turns into a wolf. And what? Man, what? I was hooked. And so the just the idea of the constant proliferation of powers, random, that just spring up in the middle of nowhere and changes the person's life is the best spinoff of the X-Men ever. So much so that it's the inspiration for my comic book series, which maybe Jill and Matt can, there'll be more about that later. But that's my answer of the week, and I called you because I don't want you to have only two answers. Now, this thing's going to cut me off, so I'm going to stop now. Enjoy the rest of your show! I'll talk to you later, bye.
It's always worth the price of admission when New Mutant calls.
Welcome back, buddy.
I don't know what that guy's smoking, but I want some. And I totally agree.
He's high on life.
Love New Mutants. I absolutely adore it. That run is one of my favorite runs of comic books to date. The way I feel about New Mutants is probably equal to the way that Joe Patrick feels about New Warriors, which doesn't make any sense because New Warriors sucks. But
shut your mouth.
I totally agree. Some of my favorite characters. Cannonball, Wolfsbane, Warlock, Sunspot, Magma.
Magic.
I'm totally forgetting Magic and Danny Moonstar, who was
Mirage.
She's gone through too many names.
Karma.
Yeah, Owen Karma later on. And Cypher, who I also Cypher. Loved. Oh, man, I loved them all.
Birdbrain.
I did not love Birdbrain. And he was short-lived. Thank God.
That is a great answer. We're so glad you called. New Mutants is probably, I would say, one of the most well-known spinoffs that led to...
Definitely.
For a spinoff to become such a unique entity unto itself, you know, and for those characters to have carried on
and really breed
over decades.
Yeah, like the next generation of X-Men. I mean, like Sunspot absolutely. And Cannonball are in Uncanny Avengers right now, and I love them there. Love them there.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Wonderful answer.
I'm not sure who this next call is. But Google Transcript thinks it starts with, I'll do dinner is, but can you hear this? Again, calling from Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, dude, there it is. Can you hear this? It's over. Yeah, my cat was sneezing and it was totally disgusting. Oh, gross. Anyways, this is Wooly Tooth with the answer of the week. I've got two answers. Why? Because you are the two-headed nerd and it's Tuesday. Oh, yes.
I like this logic.
Here we go. Number one answer that only I will care about. Talked about the book The Realm before. Back in the glorious black and white 80s, there was a book called The Realm, and it spawned an offshoot book called Legend Lore Tales from the Realm.
Whoa.
And it was, a mini series, I suppose. Only collected into one volume. And the thing that I loved about it was it ran parallel to the main book, The Realm, and was mainly focused on what was happening across the continent as the evil power was moving across and trying to take control of the world. And it mainly dealt with the elf kingdoms and the dwarf kingdoms as they dealt with this power. That, in the book The Realm, the young kids, college kids, were dealing with. Thought it was super great. It is super great. Anyways, but let's fast forward to now-ish. The book now that I think is a brilliant, brilliant offshoot of a brilliant, brilliant book is Lobster Johnson.
Ooh.
Lobster Johnson... is such a great book. he is also such a great character. I did not expect him to become so cool from starting in Hellboy as just like a mention and then a ghost, and then this Pulpiro just grows into his own. It's so good. It's good. That's all good. Everything's good. This was a terrible phone call. I'll talk to you guys soon. I should just go back to sleep.
Oh, man.
I like it. Wooly Tooth got up and called at the crack of 10:23 in the morning.
I love it's his cats were sneezing and he wanted us to know.
I don't know the realm, but I could not agree more about Lobster Johnson. It is such a wonderful book. I love that they tell it in small chunks only when they've got a real solid story to tell. And it is so good. And he's such a great spinoff character, really, out of the Hellboy BPRD universe. Excellent choice.
Absolutely.
Whenever you need a deep cut, you can trust Wooly Toots to dig into his long box and come up with something you have never f***ing heard of before. This one comes all the way from Pittston, PA.
Wherever that is.
Somewhere in Pennsylvania. That's my only guess.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
What up, nerds? Tony Mathers, THN Love Slave, a.k.a. The Credible Hulk, and EICA of TheCreditHulk.com. Calling in to answer your question of the week. What's my favorite nerd spinoff? After giving it a lot of thought, I'd have to say it's the Mario Brother games.
Nice.
Mario started off as a character in the Donkey Kong games, and like any true diva, he said, "Bitch, please, I can go do this better myself." Then he went off and invented his own genre. Mario.
Whoa. What?
If only he can find something better to do at this time than rescuing the same damn dumb bitch every game. Peace.
He entered a tunnel a couple times.
I'm not sure what was going on there. It's like he covered it because he was saying something too controversial.
That is a great answer that never would have occurred to me, that Mario is a spinoff.
I hadn't even thought of it,
Kong.
But he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. I mean, even Super Mario Brothers. In fact, Mario was not the character from Donkey Kong, I don't believe.
Yes, Mario.
Is it Mario?
Are you sure you want to commit that little statement to permanent podcast recording?
No, you're right. It is Mario.
Yes.
No, you're right. But I think the spinoff is truly from Super Mario Brothers. I don't know which came first, Donkey Kong or Super Mario Brothers.
Donkey Kong came first, Brothers, then Super Mario Brothers.
And then it just spun off from there into like Mario World.
So any game starring Mario is a spinoff of Donkey Kong.
I suppose that's true.
And I think that is a rad answer.
I never even thought of that. It's a completely rad answer.
Yeah.
We got one more call. He sent us to us in the form of an MP3. Here's why. Skype sucks. If you're overseas, feel free to record an MP3 and send it to us. It's a rad idea.
If you've got a smartphone, just record a voice memo and email it to us.
Totally.
It will take you 5 seconds.
You know who's smart enough to do that? Chris, the British guy. Let's see what he had to say.
Hey, nerds. This is Chris, the British guy, calling in with my answer to the question of the week, the favorite nerd spinoff. I'm going to go with the Batman Arkham games. They're excellent games to start off with, but they also let you be Batman and, feel like Batman as well. The Batman that I love to see depicted is like a busy detective / crime fighter, and these games have nailed it. The many different story threads and side missions let you sort out street level thugs with the cool combat whilst dealing with the bigger villain storylines. The occasional dips into detective work are spot on as well. I'd actually like to see a little more of that. On top of this, you get the excellent interactions with other characters, villains and allies alike. The Joker has been written really well in the games, but I personally love it when Bats kind of gets help from like Oracle or requests a drop off of like new kit from Alfred. It gives a sense of a larger world. Well, that's it from me, nerds. Keep on keeping on.
Could have sworn he ended with like pip pip or something.
That's what Chris the British guy sounds like. And did you hear that fidelity? That was amazing. Send us MP3s. Those are great.
Yeah.
I love it. Nobody call anymore. Just send us MP3s.
To be fair, that was probably not recorded on his phone.
It very well may not have been. But yeah, good answer. Good, real good answer. Here's my only bitch with the Batman Arkham games. Is it a little silly that we walled off part of Gotham and just went, all the crazy people live there?
It doesn't matter. It's an amazing game.
It is an amazing game. The gameplay is perfect. I have no complaints about gameplay. Look, any of it. Combat, awesome. Detective work, awesome. Story, kind of silly.
Don't they reveal over the course of the game that the fact that Arkham City was created was kind of like a weird, like political, like a corrupt political thing?
That's still.
I thought they addressed it.
That's still stupid.
Like, oh, get over it.
No one in their right mind would ever let that
get
happen.
Over
and,
it.
And if you were dumb enough to live in Gotham City as it is before they did this,
I'm sure
you have to be a maniac to live there.
I'm sure
now.
They evacuated people.
No, the other side is totally fine, remember?
Right, but I mean, I'm sure they evacuated people out of the part that they walled off.
It's still just kind of silly. Regardless.
Whatever.
Great game. Real solid answer.
Chris, thanks for calling in.
Chris, I'm glad you finally got through. Nice to hear what your accent actually sounds like.
This isn't his first time, you know.
Calling in?
Right.
He tried before and it
no,
didn't
he's
work.
Done it before.
Oh, he has?
Yeah. Skype doesn't always fail. It only mostly fails.
It only mostly fails. It's good a whopping 16 to 18% of the time.
Yeah, it works 10% of the time every time.
Now that we're done with this, Joe Patrick, I want 3 answers from you. I'm pushing you here.
3 answers?
I want 3 answers.
There are so many.
I want comic book. I want TV. I want movie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. So I have multiple comic books. Does that count?
Nope. Pick one. I'm only doing one. One. Look inside yourself, Joe Patrick.
All right. Well, then if I had to go with my favorite comic book spinoff, though there are many.
Okay.
For example, Chuck Dixon's Robin.
We're not doing this. I agree, but we're not doing this.
My A number one favorite is probably BPRD.
Ooh, you want to know what's funny?
What?
That's my favorite too.
Of course it is.
I was looking deep within myself because there's so many that I wanted to name. And I'm like, I can't think of one issue of BPRD that I read that I did not like.
Let me tell you why BPRD is my favorite comic book spinoff above all others that I also love. BPRD is probably the only spinoff where I enjoy reading the spinoff more than the original source material.
Ooh.
I prefer BPRD to Hellboy proper.
That is controversial.
I don't think it's that controversial.
That's controversial.
Consider the fact that Hellboy never comes out. Don't get me wrong. Hellboy is an amazing comic book.
This is very controversial.
Hellboy is an amazing comic book, but
I have him tattooed on me.
BPRD delivers such a consistent level of quality every single month.
That's where I came down on this.
That it has surpassed the original, in my opinion.
Wow.
It has done more to expand the Mike Mignola Hellboy universe than Hellboy itself.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
Fact.
My thought was, I'm not disagreeing. My thinking on the subject was, I've never read an issue that I did not love. Like
that's also good.
Single issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
I admit, I don't buy a lot of comics anymore. I buy BPRD every friggin' time it comes out.
Yeah,
and I agree. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I think it has surpassed Hellboy as like the torchbearer for that Mignolaverse.
Yeah, I think it does more to further the story in the Mignola universe than Hellboy, the originator.
I love that answer.
There are so many good comic book spinoffs.
Movie.
West Coast Avengers?
Movie. Moving right along. After reviewing what the list of spinoff films that we could find on the internet, we've established that there are no good spinoff films. They're all bad.
It's hard to find a good example of a true spinoff of an older,
right.
of an existing property.
There's Red Sonja, which was terrible. Supergirl, which was terrible.
I guess like maybe the most successful would be like the Riddick movies spinning out of Pitch Black.
And they were bad. The Chronicles of Riddick was not a good movie.
Whatever. We sat in the theater together,
no.
It was over, you said,
nope.
That was good. We liked that.
I said I liked everything but Riddick. That's what I said.
Caravan of Courage and Ewok Adventure.
It's right there.
U.S. Marshals is a spinoff of The Fugitive.
You know what? U.S. Marshals was pretty fun.
Starring Wesley Snipes?
Yeah. U.S. Always Marshals was pretty fun. I didn't do it. I don't care.
That's in The Fugitive.
No.
You're quoting the original.
That was U.S. Marshals. Didn't Wesley Snipes say that?
No.
Oh, I thought he did.
That was Harrison Ford.
Him and Harrison Ford look so much alike that I don't know how to keep track of them anymore.
So we're going to abstain.
Let's move on to
we're
TV.
We're going to abstain from the movie category.
Let's move on to TV.
In the TV category, I have much more to say. My favorite spinoffs, though, there are many. All in the Family alone, I think, has more spinoffs than any other television show in history.
Quite possibly.
I think it holds the record.
St. Elsewhere had a bunch, too.
Yes, and they're all negated by the fact that St. Elsewhere is all a dream.
Yeah, it was all a kid with a snow globe having a dream.
An autistic kid with a snow globe. My favorite spinoffs, and I have two. My first, I will say Angel as a spinoff of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
This is just nuts, because that was my first thought too.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show.
It was so good.
And
started my man crush on Boreanaz.
David Boreanaz.
Yeah, him too.
A Boreanaz.
Whatever.
And I think that in a lot of places, I thought Angel was better than Buffy.
I think Buffy suffered from like way more lags. Like Buffy ended really well, and like there were seasons you could miss. Angel, every season kicked ass. They were all great.
No, I mean, later it flagged a bit.
Oh, I love it.
But that's a separate argument. That's a different show.
I will totally apologize for it.
My other answer is Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and I know that everyone's go-to answer is going to be Star Trek The Next Generation.
That was me. That, like, I sat weighing Star Trek The Next Generation and Angel, and ultimately, I'm going with Star Trek The Next Generation. I just thought about
That's fine.
But I loved Deep Space Nine.
Star Trek Deep Space Nine is my favorite Star Trek TV show.
When it comes down to it, my favorite characters came out of Star Trek The Next Generation.
That's totally fair.
Data, Geordi LaForge, Riker.
Worf.
Commander Picard, who, in my opinion, greatest Starfleet captain of all time. God, I love that guy.
Even though you just called him Commander Picard. Pardon. What a downgrade.
Captain Picard. In my opinion, greatest Starfleet captain of all time. Love him. Better than Shatner. And that is saying something. I love Bill. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I mean,
apples and oranges. They were two different guys.
I love both of those shows. Yeah. But I think that Deep Space Nine, while like I would say if I had to pick one, I would definitely say I would rather have Star Trek The Next Generation than Deep Space Nine.
All right.
But I think Deep Space Nine is technically a better show.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. I think the quality, the writing, they had more money. Like, it was there, man.
But I do think that Deep Space Nine only got amazingly great after Next Generation ended.
Definitely.
And so,
because they got all the writers is what happened.
Well, and Worf came on board, and then they started doing that long arc about the Dominion War.
Yes.
And that's the stuff I really sank my teeth into.
It was great.
It's a tough call, but I think Deep Space Nine is my favorite.
I'll give you that. I'm sticking
with my favorite TV spinoff.
I'm sticking with The Next Generation. But I love that we both went Angel and Star Trek.
Yes.
That is so cool.
Laverne and Shirley is my favorite TV spinoff.
Far and away. You kidding me? Newhart. That's my favorite spinoff show.
What's Newhart a spinoff of?
Newhart was a spinoff of the Bob Newhart show.
No. Different characters.
No, because they revealed in the very end of the Bob Newhart show, he woke up and he was sitting on the couch.
He's in bed next to Suzanne Plachet. Yes. And he's like, I had the weirdest dream.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a totally radical new answer of the week show. I love this. I want more of you to call me next week. If you're out of the country and Skype sucks, send me an MP3. Chris, the British guy, that was totally awesome. New Mutant, good to hear from you again.
Camarillo Brillo, get on the damn forums.
Get on the damn forums. First time caller, Randy Andrews, totally radical. Thank you for calling. Princess Ashley fights through technology and gets here. Totally awesome, you guys. We love you all. Thank you for calling. We will have a new question of the week posted on Friday. And like we said, feel free to go to the forums and answer. That is where Joe Patrick and I will answer your written answers. But if you really want to get internet famous, you've got to call us. And you can do so at 402-819-4894. That is the Ziggurat direct phone number. For those of you who are new here, the Ziggurat is what we call a recording studio. It is a stepped pyramid. I think they were originally built by the Sumerians.
Mesopotamians.
Yeah, the Mesopotamians, Sumerians. Yeah, it's all fuzzy back then.
Back in Conan times. Yeah.
Regardless, we sacrifice virgins and babies to the comic book gods every week. Important to do so to keep them happy. We ask that you call us.
We've had some whipped cream vodka, so we're a little loopy right now.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast coming at you this weekend. Although we're supposed to call it the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast, because it Googles better.
We're real concerned with our SEO rankings.
It's important, folks. Thanks again for everybody that answered. Good to hear from you guys. We will see you real soon.
Enjoy the rest of your show. I'll talk to you later. Bye.